यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य यशोदशची श्रीमद्भक्तिवेन्द्र गिरीशराय श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की समस्त उपस्थित भक्तवृंद की रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो वन चैप्टर वन टेक्स्ट 22 त्वं न संदर्शितो धात्रा दुस्तरं निस्थितीर्षताम् कलीं सत्त्वहरं पुंसाम् कर्णधारायवार्णवम् त्वं नः संदर्शितो धात्रा दुस्तरं निस्थितीर्षताम् कलीं सत्त्वहरं पुंसाम् कर्णधारायवार्णवम् त्वं नः संदर्शितो धात्रा दुस्तरं निस्थितीर्षताम् कलीं सत्त्वहरं पुंसाम् कर्णधारायवार्णवम् संदर्शितो माताजी संदर्शितो धात्रा दुस्तरं निस्थितीर्षताम् कलीं सत्त्वहरं पुंसाम् कर्णधाराय वार्णवम् वट् वट् त्वं योर गुडनेस Naha unto us, Sandarshitaha, meeting, Dhatra, by providence, Dustaram, insurmountable, Nishtitirshatam, for those desiring to cross over, Kalim, the age of Kali, Sattvaharam, that which deteriorates the good qualities. Pumsam of a man. Karanadharaha, captain. Iva, as. Arnavam, the ocean. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. We think that we have met your goodness by the will of providence, just so that we may accept you as captain of the ship for those who desire to cross the difficult ocean of Kali, which deteriorates all the good qualities of a human being. Purport. The age of Kali is very dangerous for the human being. Human life is simply meant for self-realization, but due to this dangerous age, men have completely forgotten the aim of life. In this age, the lifespan will gradually decrease. People will gradually lose their memory, finer sentiments, strength, and better qualities. A list of the anomalies for this age is given in the 12th canto of this work. And so, this age is very difficult for those who want to utilize this life for self-realization. The people are so busy with sense gratification that they completely forget about self-realization. Out of madness, they frankly say that there is no need for self-realization because they do not realize that this brief life is but a moment on our great journey towards self-realization. The whole system of education is geared to sense gratification, and if a learned man thinks it over, he sees that the children of this age are being intentionally sent to the slaughterhouses of so-called education. Learned men therefore must be cautious of this age, and if they at all want to cross over the dangerous ocean of Kali, they must follow the footsteps of the sages of Naimisharanya and accept Sri Sutta Goswami or his bona fide representative as the captain of the ship. The ship is the message of Lord Sri Krishna in the shape of Bhagavad Gita or the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschate Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, I would like to seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas so that I can speak something meaningful for my own purification, for the pleasure of the Lord, and for all of your pleasure also. So, this is the second time the Bhagavatam is being, you know, recited, discussed and relished here in this very temple hall. So, this story of Gokarna and Dundukari, where Gokarna recites the Srimad Bhagavatam, and so many devotees attend that Bhagavatam, but at the end, the Vaikunth Viman comes only for one person. That is Dundukari, because he was hearing with such rapt attention and absorption that all the 7 days, each day a knot of this bamboo was getting broken. So one knot in his heart of Anartha was getting snapped. And then the final day, the Vaikunth Viman comes. And then the question arises in everyone's mind that we also heard the same Srimad Bhagavatam. Was the potency different for us? No, the potency was the same, but our receptacle, our consciousness was not in tune. So then, the second time this Bhagavatam was recited, and this time everyone heard it with rapt attention and absorption, and without taking any breaks in between. So, for us, you know, we have our phones and other things. We can, you know, go out of the window, out of the doors to our minds. So if we can hear with rapt attention, so we have the second chance, all of us together, to make this journey, and hopefully at the end of the second recitation, there will be Vaikunth Vimans for all of us. So by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So this verse talks about the dangers of this age of Kali, and how there is no shelter, no respite for crossing over this ocean of Kali other than the boat of Srimad Bhagavatam with the captain as a bona fide spiritual master. So, and here we see the sages headed by Shaunakadi Rishi have gathered, and they are discussing that this very, very difficult age is going to come and the people will be suffering. And what could be the solution, what could be the remedy we could all give to the suffering humanity in this age of Kali? So we see here that devotees are not indifferent to the sufferings of the world. They are very much empathetic to the sufferings of the people. But the solutions and the approach that they have is different from the solutions and approach which a mundane materialistic person may have. So what is their approach and solution? They have come together and discussed Srimad Bhagavatam, which they are convinced is a solution for this, for crossing over this insurmountable age of Kali Yuga. So material world is compared to an ocean. Again and again, you know, we see in Bhagavatam, there are so many verses, especially Mrityu Samsara Sagarat, or especially Kali Yuga is described, Kaler Dosha Nidhe Rajan, it's an ocean of faults. So I just thought, what is this ocean? Why so many times this ocean is like material world is compared to ocean and Kali Yuga is compared to ocean? What is it about the ocean? So, I just Googled to find out what are the most difficult oceans or seas. So it says Indian Ocean is the roughest ocean, followed by the Atlantic Ocean.
So Srila Prabhupada crossed over both of them and he had heart attacks on the Indian Ocean. And apart from that, in terms of seas, the South China Sea, the East Indies, Black Sea, North Sea, they are very dangerous seas in the world. So this Kali Yuga is kind of, the material world is an ocean, but within the ocean there are more dangerous oceans and less dangerous oceans. Pacific Ocean comes from the word, you know, pacified, you know, calm. So it's not so much turbulent. So Satyuga is like an ocean, but you know, it's like Pacific Ocean. And Kali Yuga is kind of Indian Ocean, not in the sense, but just in the sense of the turbulence. So, and very difficult, it is very difficult to cross over an ocean, because an ocean, in the middle of the ocean, you know, you even how much, however much you travel, there, you don't see an end to that ocean. It's like, you don't see the beginning, you don't see the end. And that's where you feel despondent and completely lost. So that is the nature of this samsara, and especially Kali Yuga, where one feels lost even despite great endeavors. One cannot find the end to this ocean of samsara and Kali Yuga. And the other thing is that if you give up the journey, what is the option? To drown to the depths in of oblivion of this ocean of samsara. So repeated birth and death, endless cycle. So therefore an ocean is very fearsome. If one doesn't have a nice proper ship or vessel to cross over this ocean. And if we look at it, our consciousness, in this age of Kali Yuga, you know, we are trying hard, you know, practicing sadhana, hearing Bhagavatam, chanting, serving. But it seems that this ocean of our anarthas is also endless. We feel that, okay, you know, I have crossed over this ocean of anarthas. And then suddenly you see a next ocean of anarthas you enter. And, you know, like from here to America, if you go, you will enter, you know, Indian Ocean, then Atlantic Ocean, then, you know, say Pacific Ocean. So one ocean after another of the anarthas, the inexhaustible anarthas, they are also like an ocean. And especially in this age of Kali, our consciousness in general is covered by passion and ignorance and polluted by quarrel and hypocrisy. So therefore, purifying our consciousness is also a task like crossing this ocean of Kali. So then I looked into more details of, okay, when you cross an ocean, what are the difficulties and challenges you may encounter on your journey? So there are four difficulties, four hazards. First is the weather hazards. So the weather can go really berserk on an ocean. There could be, you know, big, huge waves ranging from 10 feet to 100 feet, recorded history. 100 feet high waves have been recorded in the ocean, which can just, you know, however big steam liner you may bring, it will just gulp it under its current. And the Indian Ocean tsunami, which killed more than 2 lakh people, it had 50 feet high waves and with a speed of 500 miles an hour. So that's how dangerous an ocean can get. And then there is fog on the ocean. When there is fog, then the ships can, you know, crash with each other. So Prabhupada, when he was telling his disciple that his experience of this journey, he would tell that there would be so much fog, you cannot see anything around. And suddenly there would be, you know, when they would anticipate that there is another ship, they would start blaring even in the dead of the night, you know, these horns to alert each other. And Prabhupada said that would break your sleep. And then there are hurricanes in the ocean. So even the biggest ships, like there's an example of the Titanic. So of course, Titanic, it sank through an iceberg. But this ship, HMS Bounty, it was used for shooting of a movie, Pirates of the Caribbean. But this ship got sunk by a Hurricane Sandy off the coast of North Carolina. So even, you know, such famous ships have got not been spared by the insurmountable ocean. So what is, now coming back to Kali Yuga as an ocean. So So what is the weather of Kali Yuga? So weather of Kali Yuga is overcast with the clouds of passion and ignorance. The dark clouds of passion and ignorance, and that's what permeates the consciousness of this age of Kali. And Prabhupada in this song, Guru Kripa Kaile Krishna Adhamera Prati Kilagiya Nileheta Kurove Begati. So he writes another verse. He says, Rajastamo Gunera Sabaiya Chana Vasudeva Katharuchi Nahese Prasanna. So he says this, that he has come to this, land of America, and he is saying that the consciousness of these people is covered by passion and ignorance. And they have no taste for Vasudeva Katha Ruchi. So that's the status of this age of Kali, that the weather is full of passion and ignorance. Okay, and that creates a lot of turbulence. So this is the first. Then there are, first is weather hazards. Then second is geographical hazards. So geographical hazards, suddenly in the middle of the ocean you will encounter icebergs. You will encounter, sandbars, coral reefs. And if the ship or a part of the ship just strikes that, you are headed for the disaster. So the Titanic, as I was saying, it hit an iceberg in 1912. And the technology has advanced since then. But in 2012, recently, an Italian cruise ship, a big ship, it struck a sandbar in Italy. And then it met the same fate as the Titanic. So even with advanced technology, then several people died in this. So even with advanced technology, one cannot assure, safety. So coming back to the ocean of Kali Yuga, so we have, apart from the bad weather, there are these reactions of our sinful actions which keep coming in this Kali Yuga. For example, this pandemic which has struck. Suddenly, you are sailing smoothly on the ocean and the weather might also be good, but suddenly you hit an iceberg or a sandbar and then everything stops, right? So that's how this pandemic, what it has done to the world. Suddenly the world has struck this iceberg of the pandemic and people don't know what to do. Everyone is drowning in the ocean. And then there are earthquakes, tsunamis, other natural calamities which come because of the reactions of the sinful actions in this age of Kali. So then you have the third is enemy hazards. So on the ocean when you are going, there's always fear of pirates, of opponent navy ships which may come and attack. Pirates may come and steal. Kali sattva haram pumsam. So Kali Yuga, it steals the sattva. So these pirates on this ocean of Kali Yuga are waiting to steal the sattva guna. So we have our pirates in terms of our gadgets which we keep right with us all the time. So they steal away our sattva guna. Always we feel, get distracted. And, so in that sense, these pirates which steal our consciousness away from Krishna. And again, also in terms of the misleading philosophies in this age, which are there, they are also like the pirates. As it is said, Sri Chaitanya Prabhum Vande Balopiyad Anugraha Taren Nana Matagraha Vyaptum Siddhanta Sagarat. That in this age you will find so many misleading philosophies, and it's like an ocean of these philosophies which are like alligators and different pirates which are trying to steal the bhakti from us. But one who takes shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, he can cross over this, he can defeat these pirates. And finally, the last part, little technical I've been speaking. So the last is technological hazards. So even with everything going right, there may not be any weather difficulties, there may not be any geographical barriers, there may not be any pirates. But the the ship may be defective, and the ship is defective, then you know the engine may be defective. There may be some hole somewhere, and the ship will drown. So an example is in 2009, an Indian ship Suryaveer. It was in the U.S. oceans, and then engine failed and it started drowning. And the people were rescued. The 28 people were rescued. But it shows that there can be, the ship itself may be defective. So in this age of Kali, with everything going else may be going right, we may be the association of devotees, but there can be defects in our practice of bhakti. There can be, offenses which may be like the holes or the defects in our engine of bhakti which may cause our ship to drown. So, having seen this dangerous ocean, understanding that how difficult, there are so many hazards, so many challenges, how can we cross over this ocean? The question arises. So, the Bhagavatam says what the kind of boats people are using. People are using stone boats to cross ocean. Indra says in the sixth canto that if one thinks that the misguided leaders, they misguide ignorant people, and they themselves drown, and they drown the people. They use a stone boat. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, if the society is guided by political diplomacy, it will certainly sink like a stone boat. Political maneuvering and diplomacy will not save human society. People must take to Krishna consciousness to understand the aim of life, to understand God, and to fulfill the human mission. So these stone boats are compared to the socio-political solutions which we may come up, capitalism, communism, to solve the problems. But they are not going to solve the problems. They are like a stone boat. They will sink the person. And then there could be paper boats. We may use paper boats, but it just appears like a boat, but it cannot, even sail in a pond, what to speak of an ocean. So, like pseudo-spiritual practices, which are being very much, body yoga and other things, yoga just for your body, gymnastics. So that is like a paper boat. Naam yoga hai, looks like a boat, but it's going to sink. Or one may use a tail of a dog. Bhagavatam, again Indra, in that section, swalangulena atitarati sindhum. So he says that if we take shelter of anything else, we will be defeated by Vritrasura. We have to take shelter of the Supreme Lord. So if one takes shelter of any other process, it's like holding on to a tail of a dog, and the dog can swim on its own, but it cannot take you, and it cannot cross an ocean, first of all. So like that, so the only solution is that we need the ocean liner of devotional service, which can take us through this ocean of Kali. And the thing is, there should not be any defects or any holes in our practice. There should not be any offenses. Then this, ocean liner of bhakti can take us across. So we see in various places in Bhagavatam, bhakti and Bhagavatam Harikatha has been described as an ocean liner. So we just see in the first canto, Narad Muni tells to Vyasadeva, etadhi atur chittanam matra sparshichaya muhu bhava sindho plavo drishto hari charyanu varananam. That is hari char, the activities of the Lord, glorification of the activities of the Lord is a plavo. It's like a huge boat which can take us across this ocean of anxieties and sorrows of this world. And then again in the 10th canto, the demigods pray to Lord Krishna in the womb of Devaki. And they say, how do we get this boat? Okay, the boat is there of Harikatha. The demigod says, Swayam samuttirya sudustaram diman bhavarnamam bhimam adabhra sohrada bhavat padamboruha navamatrate nidahayata sadanugruho bhavan. That this boat we can get from the acharyas. They take this, they cross over this ocean and leave us their, narrations of the Lord for us to cross over this ocean of samsara. So we can get this boat from the sound vibration of the acharyas. And then again, Bhagavatam also describes that one who takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, for him this ocean of samsara becomes like a hoof print of a calf. So for a hoof print of a calf, you don't even need a boat. You can just walk over it. So, and further Bhagavatam says that, are, this bhakti is so powerful, this harikatha is so powerful that it will, hoof print of a calf, ki to kya baat hai, it will just evaporate the ocean. How? Tadeva ramyam ruchiram navam navam, tadeva shashvan manaso mahotsavam, tadeva shokar navashoshanam nanam, yaduttamashloka yashonu giyate. That tadeva shok arnava shoshanam nanam, the ocean of lamentation of the samsara will just evaporate by uttamashloka yasha. So when, so this harikatha is so powerful, it will evaporate the ocean. And then Bhagavatam also tells us that you take shelter of the nectarian ocean of harikatha, nectarian ocean of Srimad Bhagavatam, and this ocean of samsara will be like a small puddle, which will, that ocean of samsara will drown in the ocean of the nectar of harikatha. So sarva shastrabdhi piyusham, so this Bhagavatam is the nectar of the ocean, no, ocean of all the shastras. So in 12th canto it is also compared, Bhagavatam, that Amrita Sagara, Bhagavatam has been compared to Amrita Sagara. So we see that Bhagavatam can give us the boat. Not only the boat, it can actually make the ocean very small, that we don't even need the boat. Then even further, it can evaporate the ocean. What to speak of a puddle? It, you know, the ocean will just disappear. And finally, the Bhagavatam is like an ocean in itself, which can drown the ocean of Kali, which is drowning us, right? So now coming the last line of this purport, Prabhupada writes that the ship is the message of Lord Shri Krishna in the shape of the Bhagavad Gita or the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is a very beautiful, so we will discuss a bit on this. Having understood the ocean of Kali Yuga, let us discuss about the ship also, because that's where we are going to be. So I will try to kind of present three qualities of the Srimad Bhagavatam, three qualities of this ship. The first one is that Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. So this, in the first canto, third chapter, it is described, Krishna swadhama upagate dharma jnana dibisaha kalo nashta drasham esha purana arko adunodita. That when Krishna disappeared from this world 5000 years ago, then he reappeared in the form of the son of Srimad Bhagavatam to dispel the darkness of this age of Kali. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. And this verse, Prabhupada was once talking to one of his disciples, and she was a very expert book distributor, and Prabhupada would ask her, what do you do? What do you tell people? So she would tell, I tell this and they take the Bhagavatam. So he said, you should quote this verse. Krishna swadhama upagate dharma jnana dibisaha. That this Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. So when you are taking this Bhagavatam, you are taking Krishna with you. So Prabhupada said, when I read this verse, I become so enlivened and I feel like reading Bhagavatam more. Why? Because Bhagavatam and Krishna are glorifying himself in his own words. So Bhagavatam is glorifying himself through the words of Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada said, I feel so enlivened reading this verse of the Bhagavatam. So he said, you tell everyone, whomever you meet, that is Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. So you take Krishna with you. And now, Gaur Purnima, we celebrate Nityananda Tridashi, and we'll soon be celebrating Gaur Purnima. And we say, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. So Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they are the most magnanimous incarnations. And they are providing, giving Krishna Prem without any qualifications also. So what is, you know, how do they provide their mercy? So I was struck when I read this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This verse is there. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gaurodaya Pushpavanto Chitra Shamdo Tamonudo. So it is described that in the horizon of Gauda, the sun and moon of Gaura and Nityananda are rising together and they are dispelling the darkness of this age of Kali. So then in the commentary to this verse, Kaviraj Goswami describes towards the end of the first chapter that how do these two brothers arise in the form of the sun? What do they do? Dui bhai hridayera shali andhakar, dui bhagavata sange karana sakshatkar. So these two brothers, how do they dispel this ignorance? These two brothers, they make these two sun and moon, they make two other suns arise. Dui Bhagavat. What are these two Bhagavats? Eka Bhagavata Bada Bhagavata Shastra, Ara Bhagavata Bhakta Bhakti Rasa Patra. So one Bhagavat is the book Bhagavat, another Bhagavat is the person Bhagavat. So Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, how do they give their mercy? So it is described that when they come in our lives, they introduce us to the book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat. And that's how they are giving their mercy. So when we speak of Namo Mahavadanyaya, if we don't know how does their mercy look like, when it comes, we won't be able to appreciate and take advantage. So we give this example that a person is drowning in an ocean and another boat comes and says, catch this rope, climb up. He says, no, I am praying to God, God will help me. Then, someone, from the helicopter sends a rope and he says, catch this rope. He says, no, I am praying to God, God will save me. And then after his death, he is asking God, why didn't you save me? And God said that I sent that boat, I sent that helicopter, but you didn't catch hold of this mercy. So Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, it is described here. What is their mercy? How does their mercy look like? Their mercy comes in the form of the book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat. And when we learn to appreciate this mercy in the form of the book Bhagavat and person Bhagavat, when it comes in our lives, we'll be able to actually take advantage. And the journey of, I'll just give an example to substantiate this. The journey of Srinivas Acharya is after Lord Chaitanya's disappearance, he wanted to come and meet Lord Chaitanya, but when he arrived in Jagannath Puri, he came to know that Lord Chaitanya has departed from this world. And then he was completely broken hearted and didn't know what to do. And Lord Chaitanya came in his dream and told, you take shelter of Gadadhar Pandit and learn Bhagavatam from him. And he approached Gadadhar Pandit and he said, Lord Chaitanya told me I should learn Bhagavatam from you. And Gadadhar Pandit said, I can teach you, but the problem is the copy of Srimad Bhagavatam I had has been washed away by the tears of my separation from Lord Chaitanya. How can I teach you? You go back to Bengal and get a copy of Bhagavatam and I come back and I will teach you. So he goes all the way to Navadvip. He gets a copy completely, written, writes a copy, and he comes back to Puri, and by the time he comes, he realizes Gadadhar Pandit in separation has gone back to the spiritual world to meet Lord Chaitanya. And then he's again completely in despair and doesn't know what to do. And Gadadhar Pandit comes in his dream that don't worry, you go to Vrindavan and learn Bhagavatam from Rup Sanatan. And so he does another journey, goes to Vrindavan. And when he's in Mathura, he comes to know that everyone is lamenting Rup Sanatan have gone back to the spiritual world. And now he's again completely in despair. And again Rup Sanatan come in his dream and they tell, still nothing is lost. You learn this Srimad Bhagavatam from Jeev Goswami and take shelter of Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So he's saying, okay, this is Jeev Goswami is staying here. So he doesn't know where are they. So he's in Govindev temple, he's crying, and Jeev Goswami comes and he sees this sincere Vaishnava. He asks, who are you? So he says, I am so and so Srinivas Acharya. And who are you? I am Jeev Goswami. So he says, oh, you are Jeev Goswami. Lord Chaitanya told me to take shelter of you. So then Jeev Goswami takes Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He becomes a disciple of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Learns Srimad Bhagavatam Shri Jeev Goswami. So Lord Chaitanya's mercy for Srinivas Acharya came in the form of book Bhagavatam and person Bhagavatam, Jeev Goswami and Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So this is the mercy of Srimad Bhagavatam. So now Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. So we say Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachid Ananda Vigraha. He is fully, you know, that these qualities of eternity, knowledge, bliss, they are his, you know, they spring from him. So this Bhagavatam is also Sachid Ananda Vigraha. It's conscious. So we may be taking that, we may not be conscious, you know, sometimes I forget which dress the Lord was wearing, which color. But the Lord is conscious of what is the dressing of our consciousness. With what consciousness we are taking darshan. So similarly, we may be conscious while chanting the holy name or not. But the Lord is Sachidananda Vigraha in the form of the holy name. He is conscious of the consciousness with which we are chanting. And like at Ter Kadam, Krishna calls out to his cows. There are 108 sets of cows. So we are chanting, Krishna is also chanting. He is chanting the names of his cows. Hamsi, Chandini, Ganga, Mukta, Aruni, Kumkuma. He is chanting the names of these cows. And even if one cow does not come, he climbs down from this Ter Kadamba tree and searches out in the forest. Where has that cow gone? So that's how conscious Krishna is. So while we are chanting, you know, our senses, our cows, the mind, the go, mind and the senses, they also wander. So are we conscious to bring each, the mind back to Krishna every time? So we saw how DT is conscious of us, how the holy name is conscious, and how Srimad Bhagavatam is also conscious. It is said, like the Vedas, the 10th canto, they are praying, the Vedas personified are offering prayers to the Lord. And these Vedas, they are not just books, they are personifications. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is a person. And Bhagavatam reveals itself, himself actually. So we may remember a verse or not, we may read Bhagavatam and forget the verse. But that verse remembers us, right? Because it's Sachidananda Vigraha. That verse is conscious. Oh, so and so Prabhu, he read me, right? These personalities in the Bhagavatam, we may be conscious or we may forget. Oh, Uddhav Gita mein kya bola tha? But Uddhav remembers, are this person was sleeping, but he tried to read Uddhav Gita, right? So, and so this Bhagavatam can be understood through devotion. So when we understand that this is Krishna himself and he is conscious of me, so with that devotion, when we read that, Bhagavatam will reveal its, you know, himself to us. So example of the South Indian Brahmana is there, that the South Indian Brahmana was seeing Krishna and Arjuna, seeing Krishna driving the chariot of Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, right? So this is the first quality we saw. This Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna, and when we approach Bhagavatam in that mood, that this is Krishna himself, then we will be able to, with that devotion, able to access Krishna. Then second is, Bhagavatam is not only Krishna, Krishna is there with his joint family. Right? We had this wonderful festival after the, you know, we completed the Bhagavatam, where all the 12 cantos with the garlands were being worshipped, offered upcharas. Radhesh Lalpur did wonderful worship. So it was so, kind of wonderful experience for all of us. So I was just contemplating that here on the, you know, the entire family of Krishna is sitting, a group photo is being taken, right? A group photo, entire family comes together once in a while, and, you know, you have Prahlad Maharaj sitting on the lap of Narsingh Dev, Krishna and with his queens in Dwarka are there, Krishna and Vrindavan with his Gopa Gopi, you know, Nanda Yashoda, they are there, so Uddhava is there, so entire family of Krishna is there, and you know, kind of we see that in a joint family, the advantage is that kisi na kisi se to achhi jam jati hai, you know, chacha se nahi to fir tau se nahi to chachi se, kisi na kisi se apna, you know, you have brothers, cousin brothers, like that. So in this family of Bhagavatam, some personality will attract our hearts. Some personality will draw us. closer to Krishna. And you know, in a joint family, you have different relationships, seniors, juniors, like that. Or so this verse says, Vedyam Puranam Kavyam Cha Prabhur Mitram Priyavacha Bodhyanti Itihi Prahur Trivid Bhagavatam Parah. That the Vedas, they speak like a master. They are superior. They instruct. The Puranas, they are like friend. They will do informal talk. They won't instruct you like Vedas. And the Kavyas, they are like Priya, the lover. They will speak very intimate words. So Bhagavatam does all these three. It speaks like a master. That Dharma Projita Kaitavatra Parama. Give up all cheating religion. It can speak like a friend and it can speak like a lover. So all the rasas are available in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So the second quality, Bhagavatam is not only Krishna, Bhagavatam is Krishna with the entire joint family, inviting us to join their family. And the, you know, the third is Srimad Bhagavatam is gives us the entry into Krishna's joint family. So Bhagavatam is not only the joint family, Bhagavatam also gives us entry. When we approach the Bhagavatam, it gives us entry into his joint family. So now if we kind of see Gaur Leela, Krishna Leela, what is Krishna doing with his most intimate friends and associates? What is Lord Chaitanya doing with Gadadhar Pandit? He's discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. What is Lord Chaitanya doing with Ramananda Raya and Swarup Damodar Goswami? He's discussing Krishna's pastimes. He's discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, what is Krishna discussing with Uddhava? Uddhava Gita. Again, Bhagavatam. What is Krishna discussing with Arjuna? The Bhagavad Gita. So, Krishna is showing by his example, look, my dearest friends and associates, what do I do with them? I just discuss Bhagavatam. So, if you want to enter my family, come discuss Bhagavatam. So that is Krishna's invitation to all of us to join his family by reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. And not only Krishna, Lord Shiva with Parvati, he is discussing Srimad Bhagavatam and Shukadeva Goswami hears it. And what is Vyasdev doing with Shukadeva Goswami? He is discussing Bhagavatam. Kapila with Devahuti, Bhagavatam. So, machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam. This is the way of entering Krishna's wonderful joint family. And Prabhupada showed by his own example of this. He wrote the Krishna book, but in Vrindavan every day in the evening he would tell devotees to read Krishna book and he would become so excited and, you know, just, you know, like kind of put his hand on the lap and laugh as if he's hearing it for the first time. So, Srila Prabhupada showed us by his own example. So, having discussed the dangers of this ocean of Kali Yuga, having discussed that how Bhagavatam is the only ship, otherwise we have stone boats and paper boats of socio-political solutions of karma, jnana, etc. But the real solution is to take shelter of the ocean liner of Bhagavatam. And this Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna, non-different not only from Krishna, but with his entire joint family, and it gives us access to Krishna's joint family. And finally, we owe unlimited gratitude to Srila Prabhupada for introducing us to Srimad Bhagavatam, actually bringing us in the shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, this, like Raghunath Das Goswami says, that Dehi Govardhanastam. That Nija Nikata Nivasa Dehi Govardhanastam. Oh Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter, residence. Lord Chaitanya gave him Govardhan Shila, one may say that. But actually his consciousness is, Lord Chaitanya has given me to Govardhan. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada has given us under the shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So that's what our shelter is. And Srila Prabhupada, when he went to the US, He told his godbrothers and devotees in Vrindavan to bless him, saying that these books, the Bhagavatam, they are going to Vrindavan, they are going to the West. Kindly, you know, bless that this journey is successful. And he said, along, someone has to take the Bhagavatam, so I am going along. So that was the consciousness of Srila Prabhupada in going, in doing this historical, you know, legendary work of, you know, preaching Krishna Bhakti in the Western world. So, and the journey of Srila Prabhupada was very arduous. Prabhupada writes, like, on the 13th and the 14th day, Srila Prabhupada has had consecutive heart attacks. So this, but Lord Krishna personally helped him, and, you know, Prabhupada got a vision that Krishna, along with all the avatars, they have come, and, you know, they are on the ship, and Srila Prabhupada has the rope, and, you know, they are taking Srila Prabhupada along. So, Prabhupada, there's a conversation of Srila Prabhupada where he's telling about his experience to his disciples. So I passed through three heart attacks, 1, 2, and 3. They say that anyone who gets the third heart attack, he must expire. Devotee asks, you had three attacks on the ship? No, two. The third one was in New York. And Prabhupada says, all were there in the same year, 1970. Prabhupada says, without any family, at that time, none of you were there with me. I was alone. I was completely dependent on Krishna. But on the ship, I saw that Krishna is there with me. So, Prabhupada, that is his consciousness, that Krishna is there with me, Srimad Bhagavatam is there with me. And we again come back to this Boro Kripa Kaila Krishna, this song which Prabhupada composed on the Jaladuta, where he is, you know, which gives us a glimpse into his understanding of preaching. What does it mean to preach? So, as we discussed, Rajas Tamo Gune Era Sabai Achanna, this lands of the Western world, they are covered with passion and ignorance. They don't have any interest in Vasudeva Katha. They are having no taste, no interest. But then Srila Prabhupada writes these verses of Bhagavatam, Shrinvata Swakatha Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtana, Hridayantasto Hi Abhadrani Vidunoti Suhrit Satam. And that by recitation and hearing of the Bhagavatam, what will happen? The anarthas of the heart will get dispelled. And then, Tada Rajastamo Bhava, Kama Lobhadayasche, Cheta Aitari Anavidam, Sitam Sattve Prasidati. That one who hears Bhagavatam, Tama and Raja, Rajogun and Tamogun will be destroyed and one will be established in Sattva. And then he further writes, Rajastamo Hate Tabe Paibe Nistara. Hridaye Rabhadra Sate Guchi Betahar. So he says that this Rajasama will be dispelled and all the anarthas will be dispelled, and then he says that they will be able to appreciate and understand this message of Bhagavatam. So, and he says that this Bhagavatam is ultimately going to deliver them, just make my word suitable so that they can appreciate Bhagavatam. So ultimately the medicine is Bhagavatam. Our prayer should be that, make, oh Lord, make my word suitable so that these people can understand the Bhagavatam. So that was Srila Prabhupada's mood. And Srila Prabhupada's disciples give testimony to how he was, not only before coming to US, even in India, he was so desperate to give the Bhagavatam to people. So Vyasaki Prabhu, he and Satyanarayan Prabhu, they had gone to Kashmir to distribute Bhagavatam, and then they met a, you know, Muslim professor, and he said, I have this Bhagavatam, and he showed the first three volumes which Prabhupada had, you know, written while in India, and then first two volumes, and then he they said, we have now the further volumes also. Then he purchased. And then they came back in Vrindavan and they told Prabhupada that we have gone to Kashmir, Haryana, Punjab. So Prabhupada said, Kashmir? Okay, did you see that when you pass through the tunnel from Jammu into Kashmir Valley, it looks so beautiful? He said, yes, Prabhupada, how do you know? I had also gone to Kashmir to distribute Bhagavatam. In the Oriental University, there's a professor whom I gave the Bhagavatam. Did you meet him? Yes, Prabhupada, we gave the entire Bhagavatam set to him with standing order. And Prabhupada was so happy that they are distributing this Bhagavatam even in Kashmir. And then Navayogendra Maharaj and Loknath Maharaj, they were on the Padyatra party and they had gone, you know, to various villages. So they came back to report to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, we went and distributed Bhagavatam. Where did you go? Did you go to that village? Did you go to that town? Did you go to Fatehpur? In Fatehpur, did you visit Gaurnitai Bhavan? And there, did you meet Mr. Arora? I distributed the Bhagavatam to Mr. Arora. So that was Prabhupada, even after so many years, fondly recollected at how he distributed the Bhagavatam to these people. And that was Srila Prabhupada's heart, that giving this Srimad Bhagavatam to people or giving people to Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is the essence of preaching. And then, you know, just finally to conclude, like I would like to present that Srila Prabhupada has created a school. We say ISKCON is like a hospital. We can also say ISKCON is like a school. It's a school of Srimad Bhagavatam. So in a school, there are paathshala, you know, there are classes. So here we have everyday morning Bhagavatam classes, right? And then different teachers come and teach every day. And then after the teachers teach, what is the next thing? There's some homework. So we go back and do our homework, like a sincere student does his homework. And the students, they learn from the teacher, but they also learn from each other. I'm not able to understand that problem. Were you able to solve it? Yes, I was able to solve it. I will show you how. So when devotees discuss among each other, Machyata Matagata Prana, that this is how I appreciate Krishna in this verse. How do you think? What do you think? And then there is this Parasparanu Kathanam, that Pavanam, that purification happens, that advancement happens. So we not only learn from the teachers, we also, you know, discuss amongst each other. We do our homework, our self-study. And then there are exams in any school. So what are the exams? Krishna has individual examination paper every day, daily tests, monthly tests, you know, tests keep coming in our lives. And how do we apply the formulas of Bhagavatam? Tattenu kampasu sumikshamano. Whether we apply, should I apply this verse here or yasyaham anugranami? So the various formulas are given in the Bhagavatam. So we can pick up and apply these formulas and be able to solve the problems, the exams. And if we get, as we get good marks, we are graduated to the next class. So adav shraddha tata sadhu sangatata bhajanakriya anarthanavrati nishtha asakti ruchi bhav prem. So one after another we will graduate if we are a good student in this school of Srimad Bhagavatam and be able to ultimately, as Prabhupada says in the first canto, third chapter, one of the purports, that one will be able to realize, see Krishna personally in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. So that's what is available for all of us. So I spoke many things. I'm not applying properly. So I beg all of you to give your blessings and the prayers so that I can apply this and be a humble servant for all of you. Hare Krishna. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.